in comparison to the stuff that Brad was saying all October about needing a lot more defensively and some of the early showings that we had in the preseason than into the season.
It really has looked pretty good other than that Alabama game. Talking regular season, obviously, I'm going to take Brad's advice and forget that Ole Miss game happened. It's looked a lot better, and even I get that, obviously, Eastern Shore is one of the worst teams in the country, but Little Rock, holding a team to 34 points, that's a team that was predicted to win the OVC and go to the NCAA tournament preseason. Now, I know they were on a string of playing some good teams in a row, and maybe they were just out of gas, but I think you've seen Illinois steadily improve to a point where then you go up against a team that has a ton of offensive talent in Arkansas. Now, I will add that I feel like they're kind of broken on that end of the floor right now. Like, they just don't really, they're not really in sync, and there's not a whole lot of flow to that Arkansas offense. I think Calipari's got some work to do with that group. But, I mean, obviously you saw what Kylan was able to do holding Boogie Fland, who had some huge games early in the year, the 2 of 12 shooting. And Adut Thiero got to the free throw line a lot, but you really cut him off from doing a whole lot of damage in terms of scoring on you. And I thought they did a really good job taking away Big Z at the three-point line early with their kind of the way they guarded and with some of the switching they did. So I think this team, there's some versatility with the lineups they play. I do think Tommy has been one guy that I've been kind of quietly impressed with on the defensive end. I thought there was a chance he was just going to be kind of a liability and his only redeeming quality was going to be he could stick his hands up and be 7-1. I feel like he's guarded ball screens pretty well. He's altered some shots at the rim with his size. I mean, we saw him when they were kind of drop switching against Arkansas be able to move his feet decently well when a guy like Boogie Fland was trying to blow by him to the rim. And obviously, just I can't say enough about what Kylan Boswell has done. I feel like he's playing some of the best defense I've seen from an Illinois guard, really, other than Trent Frazier, since I've started watching closely. He's been that good. And I think that can go a long way to this team, like you said, ultimately being better than they were last year, which I think was kind of what we were wondering coming into the season. I think the pieces are there for Illinois to hold up a little more consistently, and I've been encouraged by what they've been able to do.
Yeah, no, I agree with all that for sure.